The soccer world is stunned. Four-time champion Italy has failed to qualify for the World Cup for the first time in 60 years. The Italians lost to Sweden, which hadn't advanced through to the tournament since 2006. But while Italy is out, there is still hope for Australia, which will take on Honduras tomorrow. Connie Agius filed this report.
The Socceroos have played in four World Cup tournaments, and Ange Postecoglou is confident it will be five when his team takes on Honduras tomorrow night.
I've sensed in them that they've always had a belief in what we were doing. We've consistently played at a certain level, and sometimes the results always haven't been as desired, but the performance has rarely, rarely dropped through this pretty long qualifying campaign. The first game was a very good performance by us. I thought we could have got more results-wise, but as I said before the game, we kind of knew that's just half-time, and, second half will be played out tomorrow.
The Sydney match is the second leg of the qualifier against Honduras. The previous encounter was scoreless. Ange Postecoglou says the Socceroos are in a good position to make the World Cup.
It's very important because you want to be at the biggest tournament in the world, I think, is... It's a reward for, the whole organisation and the players and the staff for all the hard work they've been through. I mean, this has been the longest World Cup campaign taken by any nation, both in, amount of games and kilometres travelled. So you don't want all that to mean nothing. For the game, it's always, it's always important that you're there when the World Cup's played.
Australia is still in with a chance. But the same can't be said for Italy, who lost to Sweden on their home turf in Milan. Italian fans went into meltdown when they realised their team would not qualify for the World Cup for the first time in six decades.
They were terrible. Italy not qualifying for the World Cup? It's a shame. They played very badly, and I travelled 1,000 kilometres to be here from Switzerland.
They didn't really want to win. No one was really trying to score. No one was really hungry for the win. Italy doesn't show the hunger, the will to win.
Italy's head coach, Gian Piero Ventura, addressed the fans at a press conference following the game.
Scusa del risultato, assolutamente sì.
I have to apologise for this result, certainly not because of the commitment or the will of the players, but for the result. That is the main thing. I know it.
And he knows he'll pay the price.
No, I have not resigned yet because I have not had the chance to speak with the president. I wanted to say goodbye to the players one by one. When you have a bad result, even if this is a fair result or not, the responsibility is always with the coach. This is obvious.
Italy has won four World Cups, the last one in 2006. The Azzurri actually knocked Australia out of that tournament. Italian football journalist Paolo Piccitti says those days are over. He explained to the BBC that this loss highlights how Italy hasn't been able to replace soccer stars such as Andre Pirlo and Francesco Totti, who had the ability to influence the outcome of a game.
It's also a drama for the Italian soccer because, it's so many times that the high level of the Italian football doesn't have good players able to be a sort of a good alternative to players like Pirlo, for example, or Del Piero or Totti himself. Now, if you consider the average of the overseas player in the Italian clubs, you consider that the overseas player are the high rate and the Italian players are few in the roster of Juventus or Inter or AC Milan, not like in the past.
Italy will have four long years to regroup as they watch the World Cup from the sidelines.
Connie Agius reporting.